Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
What happens when a lifelong scientist lets his imagination run wild? In this fascinating conversation, Joseph Engerson Mehar discusses What If, a thrilling collection of short stories that blend horror, humor, and sharp reflections on human nature. After a 42-year career as an entomologist, Peace Corps volunteer, and integrated pest management expert, Joseph turned a scientific curiosity into unforgettable fiction. Written during long drives between farms, these stories twist reality, blur the line between the eerie and absurd, and explore the strange corners of the human experience. Some tales will chill you, others will make you laugh out loud, and a few may leave you quietly unsettled long after the final page. A perfect read for fans of Stephen King, Ray Bradbury, and Neil Gaiman. For eerie twists to clever observations about life's unpredictability, What If invites readers to ask one simple question. What if the world isn't quite what you think it is? Imaginative storytelling that challenges perception while entertaining you at every turn. That's what you'll find in the thought-provoking short stories in What If. And author Joseph Engerson Mehar, our guest on This Week in America. Joseph, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
What a job that you've done on this. I want to go back to where the beginning, and I mentioned that this came to mind, you were thinking as you were driving between farms. How did this come about and develop into, I'm going to remember these stories and I'm going to write a book with all of these. How did this all begin for you?
Well, that's a good question. It started off, a number of the stories just started off because something odd struck me in conversations I heard on the radio or I'm thinking about something that I've read, and there'll be a particular point that'll just kind of stick in my mind, and then I think about it over the years and expanded it into the story.
You know, it's interesting, and you mentioned it over the years, some of these stories go back years, don't they?
Yes, they do. Not any of this particular batch, but another set of stories that I'm working on. One of those I had started thinking about back in high school.
So it does go back years, and here you are decades later writing about it. This book is now available. What If? The book is available wherever books are sold. The Amazon link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When did you realize that, these are great stories? I really need to remember these. Did you start writing them down? So often we think of things, they're great ideas, and 2 hours later we go to write them down and we can't remember what the great idea was. When did you start recording your thoughts as you were driving and thinking these?
Well, it all kind of started right with Christmas letters.
Ah.
My wife and I, after we got married, our first Christmas, we wrote a Christmas letter, and both of us were chiming in, and it kind of grew out of that, and we had some humorous activities at our house here in New Jersey, and the relatives started liking getting our Christmas letter because it was funny much of the time. And from that, I started writing some of the stories out as well. Occasionally, I would stay up late until maybe 1:30, 2 in the morning. I was just in the moment, you might say.
Yes.
And just started writing down various ideas. A lot of the stories were half written for a very long time.
It sounds like the process of writing is something you enjoy. Is it fun for you?
It is, and it's also sort of cathartic, I think is the word, because sometimes I get an idea in my head and it'll kind of rummage around there for a while, and then I feel good writing it out. I do this with politics and social things as well as the stories.
It's interesting how this all came about. The book is What If? Our guest is Joseph Ingerson Mahar. That's M-A-H-A-R. The link for Joseph on Amazon is on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. This is a blend of genres, and let's talk about that, because sometimes it's difficult when you take all of these. You've got horror, you've got humor, you've got perspective, you've got insight, and you do a nice job with all of these and tying them together. How challenging is that to come up with a collection? Some are funny, some will get you thinking, some will scare you.
I'd like to say I had it all planned out ahead of time, but I didn't. It just happened.
And how did you go about putting the collection together? What goes into that to sort of balancing that, okay, I've been heavy for a couple of stories, I'm going to make people smile a little bit now. What goes into putting this collection together?
Well, I think for this particular group of stories, these were the primary stories that I had in my mind. And that I had given the most thought to, you know, over time. And when I decided that I needed to publish them, these were the ones that were right there, so to speak.
Yes.
And so, again, I didn't put a whole lot of thought into what I was putting in as grouping the stories together.
Sometimes you're best to leave it to instinct, and it sounds like your instinct took you in the right direction. The book is really receiving rave reviews. Book available wherever books are sold. What If? Joseph Ingerson Mahar is our guest on the program today, and we've got the Amazon link on our website. What are some of the stories that stand out to you? I'm reading reviews, and you've got different people like different ones. One, a very simple premise, a tenant asks his landlord for a light bulb, and from that, you've got a great story that captured our attention. Let's talk about that story. Don't give away too much, but how did that begin?
To be perfectly honest, I don't remember what the actual germ of the idea was. Somewhere back when I didn't like, still not really appreciative of arrogant people. And so I started with a guy who was arrogant in life and how he dealt with people. And it just kind of grew out of that. And as I got more into it, I started looking at, well, how does this end? I like stories that kind of come full circle. And so I thought, okay, he starts out arrogant. What's going to happen to him to bring him back to earth, so to speak? And I think that's what got me going with that particular story.
You know, it's the power of writing. You can see someone who strikes you as arrogant, and you can sort of get even by writing a story. He doesn't know you're writing it, or she doesn't know you're writing it. But you can write that and bring them down to notch. That's sort of the nice thing about writing. You create this world. Speaking of creating the world, one review says that Old Man in the Woods could be an episode of The Twilight Zone. And I want to talk about that from several aspects. First of all, were you a fan of The Twilight Zone? Rod Serling, sort of an inspiration for you?
Oh, yes, he was. I enjoyed many of the episodes. That was a program when it was on as a series, I always tried to watch it.
You know, and they still hold up today. You've got some of the channels, the oldie TV channels, and overnight they will run programs like Twilight Zone and Alfred Hitchcock, and you watch some of those and you're thinking, boy, those are just as good today and hold up as well today. With all the advances in technology and storytelling, they hold up very well. And that is one, the Twilight Zone. It's been said that you've got a very curious mind. Would you put yourself in that category?
Yes. I'm, Oh, wow. I'm interested in many different areas of science, especially biology, especially insects, but many other facets of science. I don't do much book reading. I tend to read more science alerts, interesting problems, and so on. And so I feel I'm very curious about things.
What do you hope readers take away from reading What If? What do you hope the big takeaway is when it's over with, they put it down and they initially comment on it? What do you hope the comments are?
That they enjoyed it. That's the biggest thing. I don't know if this is a common trait in writers or not, but I'm very interested in people's reactions to my stories. And the basic thing for me, if you enjoyed reading it, whether it was humorous or scary, that's all I need. That makes me feel good.
With Joseph's stories, you feel scared, you feel touched, you're laughing out loud, and that could even be in the same story. You do a really nice job of sort of blending everything in together. Talk about the process of writing this, because you have unexpected turns. Sometimes it doesn't end up the way we think it's going to, where you take us in a different direction. What goes into actually crafting the story?
That varies according to the story, because some of the stories I have fairly well worked out in my mind
Yes.
as to where I want things to go. Well, like the story of Lucille's case, we have been involved with Dyfus and have adopted kids and so on, and so I had that as the background. And but I was stumped. I didn't know where I had the first third of the story written in my head, but then I kind of had a block and I wasn't certain what to do after that. And so in a sense, I sort of asked the characters, what do you want to do? For Lucille's case and the old man in the woods, especially those two, I let the characters tell me what needs to happen.
Do authors sometimes make a mistake by being too structured? You were talking before about going into and maybe not a lot of structure at time. You just talked about that, sort of organically letting the story go where it takes you. Sometimes our authors too structured. They've got a story and they're going to stick to that story no matter what, even though characters are saying, no, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, I would agree.
Well, you do such a nice job in bringing all of these different stories to life in the book, What If? The book is available wherever books are sold. And you mentioned another book. I think you've got a second one that is ready for publishing now.
Yes. Again, it's a collection of stories. It's po probably on the whole, it's a little darker than What If. But again, I think it's seven stories, and one of those is the one that I started thinking about back in high school. I tried to impress a girl in high school by writing this particular story, and when I showed it to her, she wasn't impressed, so that was a flop.
I tell you what, I hope you have her address so when this book is published and you're now a published author and you've got the story that she more or less rejected, you have to send her an autographed copy of the book and check in and see how she's doing on life and say, I made it after all. It's like a few decades, but here I am. I'm a published author. The book is What If? Our guest is Joseph Ankerson-Mayar, our guest on the program today, Mahar, if you're Googling, book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. A few minutes left. I want to talk about this career that you've had in agriculture and working with insects in particular. And this goes back to what started as a summer job for you. Is this what you always wanted to do, was work outdoors, agriculture?
Well, I grew up on a small farm, and I always had a bent in that direction. And the insects, it wasn't until I was overseas in Malaysia in the Peace Corps where the idea of studying insects in greater detail developed. So that when I came back home, I worked on a farm for a friend for a few months and realized I needed to get back to college and learn more about bugs, which I did. And it's grown from that.
Where are we now? It seems like with all the technology, with all of the chemicals out there, if you've got a problem with an insect, you spray it. Then we find out later there are ramifications for spraying. Are we getting close to striking a balance with nature?
Well, this is one of the things with integrated pest management is to try to reduce the amount of spraying, if at all
Yes.
possible. One is detrimental; it can be detrimental to the environment, and it's also expensive. And farmers really don't like to spray, but if they have to save the crop, then that's what they do. So, in integrated pest management, we look at different alternatives to managing the pest, using often the pesticide as the last resort, but looking at timing of harvest, managing the field borders, a lot of different tactics to look at in terms of reducing pest pressure.
Well, it's fascinating and how things have changed and keeping up with the stories. And we're all impacted by this by just eating food that comes from the farm. So we need to have some idea what's happening. And it's been a pleasure having Joseph with us on the program. A couple more minutes to wrap up talking about the book, What If? This is one of these things when you read the book, when you come across the circumstances, you may ask yourself, what if? You will create a scenario in your mind, and sort of a story developing there. Is that what happened in the beginning with you, where you were sort of asking, what if, just letting your mind wander, and all of a sudden a story develops?
Yeah, pretty much. When in high school, there's my senior year, we had a really nifty English teacher, Dorothy Carpenter, and she was very encouraging. She was the first teacher that allowed me to do book reports on science fiction stories, and she wanted us to create stories. And the first one I really attempted was about an antlion larva moving across the soil surface looking for a place to dig a new pit where it would be in the bottom to catch ants and whatnot. And the response by her as she was passing the papers back, she said that when she read my story, it sent shivers down her back. So, yeah, sort of getting the start there.
That's amazing how a high school teacher sort of impacted the way that you enjoyed writing, and it's coming out years later with this book, What If? Stories blur the line between the rational world and the unexpected. There's really a fine line there anyway, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. It so often you think about circumstances like through the day. Well, what if I had done this a little differently?
Yes,
What
yes.
would the outcome have been? And the magical thing about what if is you can apply it to anything. Anything from doing research, testing theories, developing a plan for war. Those two words are very, very powerful, and they serve as the pivot point for many of our ideas.
That's interesting. I think of what if is the impetus for the stories in this book, but being a scientist, is that something, what if, are those words that are commonly used by you verbally or mentally as you're looking at a situation?
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. In testing ideas, you always start with that. What if we change the oxygen level? Or what if we provide a different food source? And so on. Again, those two words form the basis for a lot of activity.
And it really sums up what Joseph's book is about. What if the book, he turns a scientific curiosity into unforgettable fiction. The book is available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, there's the link there for Joseph's Amazon site. Joseph Ingerson Mahar, that's M-A-H-A-R. Joseph, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Good luck with the next book. Hopefully that'll come out soon, and we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. A pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
It is our pleasure, and I'd like to thank EC Publishing, LLC, bringing your vision to life with expert editing, design, and marketing tools tailored to your publishing success, EC Publishing, LLC. You're listening to This Week in America. Our link with the interview today with Joseph Ingerson Mahar and his website on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. More on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.